Unit 10. Mock interview. Mock interview. Individual. 1. Can you briefly introduce yourself to us?
My name is Joe. I am 12 years old. I study at Bayview Primary School. I think I am a cheerful and outgoing person. At school, I like to take part in different activities to make friends from different classes. Outside school, I do volunteer work with my family around once a month because I enjoy helping others and meeting new people. In my free time, I like ice skating and playing board games.
2. Can you briefly introduce your family to us?
There are 5 members in my family. My dad is an ambulance driver, and my mom works at a magazine publishing company. I have a younger brother called Darren. He's 9 years old. And we go to the same school. My grandma lives with us too. She retired several years ago and now takes care of us when my parents are working.
3. Can you tell me what your primary school looks like?
My primary school is a 6-story building with brick red outer walls. The central part of the ground floor is our outdoor playground. The school hall is on the first floor with space to fit 400 students. It also has a big stage. My classroom is on the 3rd floor, next to the music room. There's also a newly renovated rooftop garden with lots of green plants and some cozy benches for us to relax during recess.
4. What is your favorite school subject and why?
Actually, I have 2 favorite subjects. They are maths and general studies. I like maths because I like the feeling I get after successfully solving a difficult problem. It feels very satisfying. I like general studies because it is a subject where we can learn about many different things, for example, history, geography, and science. I never get bored with the lessons as we are always learning about new topics.
5. Share one school activity you took part in at your primary school and tell us what you thought about it.
I've been a member of the chess club at my school for 2 years. I first joined because I liked playing Chinese chess. Soon after I entered, I also learned how to play traditional chess as we practiced with a coach every other week. The club has held inter-school chess matches with chess clubs from other primary schools too. I think playing chess regularly has improved my thinking and analytical skills.
6. Have you received any awards before? Tell us about one.
In an inter-school board game contest last year, our team received the Most Cooperative Team Award. I was the team leader for that match. This was unexpected because we actually did not win the contest. But the judge appreciated our teamwork and unity. We lost the match, but we demonstrated our team spirit. From this experience, I've learned that victory might not be the only valuable thing we gain from contests.
7. Can you tell us what your ideal secondary school is like? Why do you want to be a student at our school?
My ideal secondary school is a place where we can strike a balance between studying and developing our other talents. I think your school meets this description. As I know, your students have always performed outstandingly in public exams. Despite this, your school encourages students to explore their personal interests away from studying. It does this by asking everyone to join at least one interest club every year. I think you are a very open-minded school, and I aspire to be a student here.
8. What kind of extracurricular activities would you like to do in secondary school, and why?
I would like to join the folk dance team at secondary school. First, it's an activity we don't have at our primary school, and I'd like to try something new. Second, I've practiced ice skating for years, and I think ice skating and dancing both require flexibility and balance. Therefore, my previous training will help me with folk dancing. Lastly, I think being in a team helps build a strong friendship amongst members. I look forward to making many good friends through joining this team.
9. Do you have any goals in secondary school? Share them with us.
My My goal is to learn about different subjects and do school activities that are not taught in primary school. In secondary school, we learn about many new subjects like history, science, and geography. I'm very excited to study everything about them. Also, there are many clubs that I want to join, such as the Red Cross and the debating team. I'm very interested in learning more about first aid and taking part in inter-school debating competitions.
10. What do you want to be in the future?
I want to be a physiotherapist in the future. I once injured my knee in an ice skating class and was referred to a physiotherapist by my doctor. It was a wonderful experience because in 3 months, I recovered completely without having to take any medicine or having an operation. I feel that being a physiotherapist would be a meaningful job as they help people manage their pain with simple but effective exercises. Also, I'm interested in biology, and that's why being a physiotherapist is my dream job.
11. What are your favorite pastimes and hobbies? Share them with us.
My favorite hobby is collecting and playing board games. I have a huge collection at home, and every month I invite friends over to play them with me. I like it because I can have a lot of fun with my friends without going anywhere. Recently, I've also started coloring and have a thick coloring book with lots of pictures in it, along with a pack of 48 color pencils. I enjoy coloring as I can be creative with the colors while having a relaxed mind.
12. Would you rather be prettier or smarter?
I would rather be smarter because beauty is not as long-lasting as intelligence. Even the most beautiful appearance will eventually fade as we get old, but knowledge and intelligence will stay with us and even get better as we grow and learn more. Also, being pretty does not help with overcoming many situations in life, like exams and getting a job, but being smart does. That's why I think it's better to be smarter than prettier.
13. Would you rather end all wars or end world hunger?
I would rather end all wars because I think ending wars can actually help end world hunger. First, we all know from history that wars often lead to shortages of food and poor living standards. If there were no wars in the world, there would be one less cause for world hunger. Second, world peace could also mean more cooperation between different countries. If all countries could join hands and give what they could offer, we might be able to ease the world hunger problem.
14. Someone offers to tell you what exactly you will be like after 20 years. Would you want to hear it? Why?
I wouldn't want to hear it, because I think it wouldn't make my current life better. If I found out that I became a completely different person to that of which I imagined, I would be frustrated and stop pursuing my dreams. On the other hand, if I found that I became a very successful person, I would be stressed because I wouldn't know what to do to make that come true. Mainly, I believe that our future is in our hands, and no one can really tell us what the future holds.
15. If it had to be only winter, autumn, spring, or summer for the rest of your life, which would you choose? Why?
I would choose autumn because the weather is most comfortable. In winter, it gets too cold. In spring, the weather is humid, and in summer, it is too hot. In autumn, I can play outdoors without it being too hot or too cold. Plus, there is less rain. In addition, I really enjoy the Mid-Autumn Festival, which takes place in autumn. I like eating mooncakes and seeing all the bright and colorful lanterns with my family and friends.
16. If it always had to be nighttime or always daytime, which would you choose? Why?
I would choose always daytime. From a scientific point of view, most crops grow healthily when there is sunlight. If it was always nighttime, we wouldn't be able to produce enough food to survive. Personally, I like to have a longer day because it always feels like I have more time to work or play when the sun sets later in summer. If it's always daytime, we can go outdoors to the mountains or to the beach every day after school or work.